You have to wait to get on the aeroplane.
I mean, think about it in a kayak, why don't you? Yeah. How about a slangy term for people that lived in a rural area? Really rural area.
Hicks.
Okay. And a person that owns a ranch is called a...
A rancher.
And the people who worked for him?
Just his employees or his hired help.
Did you ever hear hired hands?
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily a rancher. Anybody who hired someone could have a hired hand.
Yes, even in construction in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My dad had a fellow, well, there were a lot of cowboys around, and lots of them didn't have jobs, and lots of them would travel the rodeo circuit, you know. And they would work when they got into town, be happy to have it. And we had several of them that would come, and he'd just tell Mom, well, I hired a fellow, hired him, you know, for a couple of days. Sometimes in the spring, he'd get him to come and practically break our horses again, because after no riding in the winter time, at least my pony would lay down and roll. She didn't want to go anyplace.
Yes. Yeah, they get a little wild or stubborn. They're not stupid. Okay. Any special term for someone that owns a sheep farm?
Well, we didn't have a sheep farm, but there were people that had sheep. And they were just sheep herders, sheep ranchers, you know.
Sheep ranchers, yeah, okay.
If they were in area that they couldn't grow anything, you know, then they'd put in sheep.
Yeah. Because they can tolerate really bad...
Unfortunately, yes, stuff. But you get somebody that has sheep, and the beef ranchers sure don't like them.
No.
They ruin any kind of pasture.
Sheep really nibble down to...
They crop it too short, yeah.
...to dirt, I know. All right, the name of a person who works in a mine is?
A mine? That's a miner.
And this is just for pronunciation. The mother of Jesus' name was?
The what?
Jesus' mother's name was?
Mary.
Yes. And the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
Okay. Does the term... Jack leg? Sound at all familiar? Okay, never mind then. All right, and the person that represents you if you have to go to court, be in a trial?
Lawyer.
Yes. And the person who presides over a trial?
Is a judge.
Okay. Do you have a term for a dishonest lawyer?
Philadelphia lawyer is what they used to call them.
Okay. Is that the equivalent of a quack for a doctor?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, I just had thought that maybe the other day. Okay. All right, I'm going to point to things and you say what it is. So this is...
That's your hair.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Your eyes. Your ears.
If I had them.
Whiskers.
Okay. Oh, and then just this?
Beard. Your lip?
Mm-hmm. And then?
Teeth? Mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Your throat.
Uh-huh. And then this hole.
Neck.
Okay. And these?
Your feet.
Okay. One of them?
Foot.
And?
Your limbs.
Yes. And also the more common word, do you...
Leg.
Yeah, okay. All right. And, oh,